thousand, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network. Palatka listens at 91.9. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, all of you out there in Radio Land. Thank God for you tuning in with us this morning. This is Brother Davis sitting in for Dr. Youngblood. This is another day that the Lord has made. And I don't know about you, but I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Why don't you make that choice on today? You don't have to be all down and all worried about the cares of this life, knowing and understanding that we live in a sin-cursed world, but still yet we have to know that God is still yet in control. And we need and trust. He told us that I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And I believe God, and I don't know about you, but I'm looking for some great things to come to pass in this year of 2024. Again, this is Let's Face the Issues. The number here is 904-831-0917 if you care to call in with any questions or comments. That call will get you through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your questions or comments. And you are welcome on today. Welcome. Give us a call. Any type of comment that you want to give on the program on today. We're going to try to cover several areas that are essential to the body of Christ. We're going to be entertaining a few questions, such as, why should a Christian study Scripture? Why should a Christian study Scripture? We're talking about true believers, true followers of Christ, those that know that the Word of God is truth and it'll never fail. Those that know that God gave us His Word so that we would have everything that we need that pertaineth unto life and godliness. Do you believe that on today? So we're going to talk about that. Why should a Christian study Scripture? The next thing we're going to entertain is, how can a person be saved? How can a person be saved? We understand on today, many don't believe in salvation. Many don't even believe in God. That's their prerogative. But I'll have you to know on today, if you are a Christian, there is a way to be saved. And we must know that Jesus Christ is the only way. And he said, if you come up any other way except coming through him, then you must be a thief or a robber. And you must know that a thief or a robber do not have any eternal life abiding in him. So in order for us to come, we must come through Christ, because he said, I am the door. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So we must come by Jesus Christ. And the next thing we're going to talk about is, how can you be sure? How can a man or woman be sure that they are saved? I used to hear my pastor say, back in the days when we were having good old time church, a hand clapping, foot stomping, these different kind of things, no music in the church, but the saints of God got together and they just had a good old rejoicing time in the Lord. But my pastor used to say from time to time, be sure and very sure that you have the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because the Holy Ghost is your ticket into the kingdom. I'm still talking about the Holy Spirit. Some say the Holy Spirit. But we are talking about the Holy Ghost also. They're the same thing. There's no two things or no two separate spirits. We must understand the Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians, there are one faith, one God, and one baptism. One God and Father who is above us all, through us all, and in us all. So there is one Spirit. We're talking about the Holy Spirit on today when we say the Holy Ghost. We want you to know how important it is. that you must have the Spirit of God in order to be connected to the family of God. And then we're going to talk about, last but not least, if we get around to it, if the time permits, when will Jesus return? Are you looking for him? The Bible said that they that look for him, in the book of Hebrews, say that he will appear a second time unto salvation. Now, let us understand that when we talk about the rapture, that is not the second coming. But the rapture, according to Scripture, is the next thing that's going to happen on God's prophetic clock. So, are you ready? Will you be ready? We're in the dressing room right now. If you're still living and the blood is still running warm in your veins, you ought to be getting ready. Because that can happen at any time. It can happen even before this broadcast is over. Are you ready? Will you be ready? Will you be left behind? We want you to know. It's very important for you to know. When will Jesus return? Once again, that number is 904-831-0917. That call gets you through to the studio, right to our microphones, so we can entertain your questions or comments. This portion of the broadcast is sponsored by Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time. Tell them Brother David sent you. Give them a call on today. They're located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, at the intersection of Old St. Augustine Road and I-295 South. Just look for the benchmark. Dr. Youngblood talks about it all the time. That 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the United States flag, flying high at the top of that flagpole. And at the bottom, at the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for a Time. They are an outdoor power and equipment lawn service specialist that not only sells any type of equipment that you might need, but they also service that. Let me throw that in there. Because some people, when you go and buy equipment from them, they send you elsewhere for the service. But Tools for a Time sells the equipment, and they also service the equipment. They have all brands like Honda and Echo and many other types of equipment. Anything in the way of lawnmowers, weed eaters, generators, anything you might need to get the job done around your home. Maybe you consider yourself an avid professional at maintaining your own lawn. Well, consult them on today. Tools for a Time. They have a website, toolsforatime.com. Toolsforatime.com. Amen. We thank God so much for you being with us on today and for the opportunity just to be able to share a word with you. So we're going to start off with the first question. Why should a Christian study Scripture? Well, the number one reason that we should study Scripture is because God commands us. The book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 15 says, "Study to show thyself approved, a workman unto God that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." There is a right way and there is a wrong way. And I'm kind of afraid today that the reason why so many people are confused as to whether there is a God, if they can truly trust in the Word of God, the Bible, as being the right thing for their lives, it's a lack of study of Scripture. It's a lack of pastors not teaching the truth from the Word of God. We can't pick out one verse of Scripture and go to the next and say, this one is good, that one's not, this one applies and that one don't. The whole Bible is the Word of God. Just because we are living in what's considered as New Testament times, we are not to do away with the Old Testament. We are not the New Testament Israel. We have to know and understand that we are the church. When we look at the Old Testament, the church was not there. The Old Testament were the people of Israel, whom God brought out of Egypt. So when we look at us today on the other side of the cross, and I thank God for Christ dying on the cross for my sins. And he didn't stay there, because the Bible let me know on the third day morning, he got up with all power in his hands. And he said, all power is in heaven and earth is given unto me. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. So truly, if we know and understand what it is that Christ said in the Great Commission, and that's what we say that is, Matthew 28, we see in there where Christ gave a strict command to his followers to go. He sent them. He gave them, he delegated them with authority to go out and preach the gospel, teach the gospel, teach whatever thus saith the Lord, coming from his holy word. And listen, we don't water it down. We don't give respect to persons. In other words, we got to preach and teach the unadulterated word of God as it truly is. Now, listen, I might can tell you what I think. I might can tell you what I feel. But my word can't save you. My word does not have any power, nor does it have any authority. But if I give you the word of God, if I tell you what thus saith the Lord, then, my friend, I am giving you something that's beneficial to your salvation. So truly, once you come to find out that in the Bible, and for a believer, I'm talking to the true believers today. I'm talking to the true Christians today. The ones who have consecrated, sanctified, and purified their lives. The ones who have called upon the name of the Lord. The ones who are truly saved and walking in the anointing of God. I'm talking to you on today. If you truly believe that the whole Bible, from cover to cover, I'm talking about all 66 books, are the infallible, inerrant. There are no mistakes. There are no errors on any of those pages in the Bible. That's how you must come to believe that. When you get to that point, my friend, and you start praying God's word back to him, this is another thing that the country boy had to find out for himself. As I began to walk with Christ during my 38, 39 years, now going on 39 years, of being a minister of God and in Christ Jesus, and doing work and service in the house of the Lord, I came to find out down through my years of studying that the word becomes more beneficial and more prudent for the life of a believer when we learn how to pray God's word back to him. I teach this all the time. Wherever you see in the scripture the words, I shall or I will, God is promising that on a personal level to you as a believer. But you must come to the knowledge of understanding it in that fashion and receiving it just like that. Now, if you haven't gotten to that point yet, we're not trying to say that you're not saved. We're not trying to down you on today. But what we're trying to do is encourage you to study and to pray and to continue trusting and believing in God's word until you can get to that point. I say this all the time. If we go to the book of John, and I'm going to try to turn there right quick while we are talking, to the book of St. John, and I believe that's chapter 20. We have talked about this at various times at the school and in the classes and different things, about what Christ said in his word to the believers, how it's beneficial that the scriptures that are written are beneficial to the believers, to the one that believe. You have to grow and mature, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ until you get to that point to where you trust and believe that everything in the Bible is true. So we're going to John chapter 19, and I'm going to read a couple of verses there until we get down to the point that I'm trying to get over. This is John chapter 19, and we're going to start our reading at verse 32. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first, talking about when Jesus was hanging on the cross along with the other thieves, the two thieves, and of the other which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And listen, now this is what John said. And he that saw it bear record, and his record is true. And he knoweth that he saith is true, that ye might believe. That's the key part of that verse, verse 35, that ye might believe. All of these things that I just read to you how they broke the legs of the two thieves, but when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, the soldier pierced his side with the spear, and out came blood and water. And Brother John said in verse 35, he that saw it, speaking about himself, bear record. In other words, he's bearing witness, and this is for those who believe. Listen, and his record is true. In other words, John is saying, I don't have any reason to tell you a lie about what I saw. I'm an eyewitness of the truth. And he said, and he knoweth that. Can I throw a word in there? It's not in the scripture, but I want to do it for clarification. And he knoweth that which he saith. In other words, what he is telling you in this verse, he said, he knoweth that he saith is true, that ye might believe. So he's saying these things, in other words, to give you a foothold on faith and trust and belief in the gospel, because he was an eyewitness of the time, at the time when Christ was crucified on the cross. And when he was pierced in the side, he saw the blood and water that came out after the soldier pierced him in the side. Now, let me go over, and this is John chapter 20, and this is the very last verse of John chapter 20, verse 31. And this is what the scriptures say. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ. That word means the anointed one, the Son of God. And that believing, I-N-G, believing, that means a continual process. You don't believe one time and stop believing. You must continue each and every time you read the word of God. You have to keep on believing. In other words, you have to build a foundation upon the apostles' doctrine and the teaching of Jesus Christ through the word of God until your faith gets where it needs to be. And my friend, this is my goal on today. This is what I'm hoping to relay unto you in this broadcast on today, how important it is for you to know why should a Christian study scripture, because we need to know the truth. Now, the end of verse 31 says, and that believing, I-N-G, ye might have life through his name. Now, that seals the deal for me. If I can't get eternal life from anywhere else and through anyone else but Jesus Christ, then that's telling me that I must believe on his word. If I'm not believing on his word and in his word, then each and every hour that I live, my salvation is in jeopardy. This is something that we don't want to do. As ministers of the gospel, we want to make sure that this word is falling on good ground. My prayer each and every time, before I get ready to preach or deliver the word, or even if I'm getting ready to witness to somebody out on the street corner, I pray and I ask God to give them listening ears and an attentive heart, that the word of God might fall upon good soil, that they might be able to receive the truth that I'm trying to relay to them coming from the word, so that if they are not saved, they can come into a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and be able to make a conscious decision here and now, because after you're dead, it's too late. And we don't want you to be in other words, we don't want it to be said too late. We don't want you to wait until that day comes, and then you're not sure whether you're saved, you're not sure whether you know God, you're not sure whether you feel with his spirit. My friend, you need to know right now. You need to be sure and very sure that you have the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit on today. So this is why I say it's very important for a Christian, a true believer in Christ, to study his word each and every day that we're living in this life. As believers, we have to live by the word of God. Listen, we read a lot of stuff from day to day. We read newspapers, books, articles. We look at the news. We see all these things, and there's a lot of fake news out there today. So much so when we look at this administration that's in the White House right now, I have to wonder when the fake news is going to stop. But for that reason, we still have to be concerned because we're living in this world, but we're not of this world. So when we see things not going right, we have to go to the Word of God and see what He has to say about our situation, because there is a word for our life today. Even in 2024, you can turn the pages of the Bible and find something beneficial for your life right now today. And you have to know that. So being that you come to the knowledge of that, and then you know that God's word is important for your life each and every day, when you see things in the news, or when you read things in the newspaper that seem to be troubling, you go to the Word of God and you pray that God will handle the situation. Now listen, God's arms are not short. It's not that He's sitting up so high in heaven until He's not concerned with the affairs of men on this earth. God is concerned with the very smallest, minute detail of your life that you're living every day. Even when it comes down to the hairs on your head, the Bible said even the hairs of your head are numbered. That lets me know God is very interested in you, all the way down to the smallest detail of your life. So with that being the case, my friend, study this word, learn what it says, be encouraged, be faithful, don't worry about the situation that's going on. God is still in control. It seems like it, He might not be, but we have to understand that choices carry consequences. From day one, when man made God and put him in the Garden of Eden, God gave him the power to choose. But instead of man choosing what was right, man chose what was wrong. And from that day going forward, we lived in a world that was full of bad choices and bad things. Bad things happen to good people, and good things happen to bad people. Still yet, God is in control. So we want you to wax bold in the faith today. Hold on to God's unchanging hand, and no matter what it is about Scripture that you don't understand, listen, I'm not telling you that I've arrived, and I understand every single thing down to the smallest detail in the Bible. But when I come to a portion of Scripture that I'm not very clear about, I always table that. I stop at that point, in other words. Instead of trying to read past that point, I stop at that point and I'll fast and pray on that. That's just me. You don't have to do this if you don't want to, but that's country boy. I stop at that point. And I'll fast and pray, maybe for a couple of days or however long I feel it takes for me to get the answer from God. And I'm a living witness. Sometimes God have come back and given me the answer right away. And sometimes He's had me to wait. So we have to understand, even at times when it seems like God is not answering prayer, that doesn't mean that He is saying no. That doesn't mean that He's putting you off. Simply, He wants you to know and understand. You must come to the knowledge of knowing how to trust in Him as your shepherd, as your provider, as your healer, as your savior, as your deliverer. How many of you come to that knowledge on today? How many of you come to the knowledge of Him in those areas? Has God ever healed you from anything? Has He even blessed you? Yes, He has, because if you hear my voice on this program on today, you've been blessed because you're still living. You're numbered among the living and not among the dead. God allowed you to wake up this morning. It wasn't the alarm clock. But God's finger of mercy touched you, and He allowed you to be able to see the 16th day of February, 2024. So, my friend, you are blessed whether you realize it or not. So for that reason, again, let me turn it back. Let me point you back to Scripture. Because every Christian, every child of God, every true believer, when someone comes to you and want to know a reason for the hope that's in you, we must point them back to Jesus. We must be like that star that was leading the wise men to where the Savior was. That star kept moving until it got to where the Savior was, and when it got there, it stood right there pointing exactly to where Jesus was. And that's our job today. We have to function in that same capacity. 904-831-0917. That call gets through the studios right to our microphones so we can entertain your questions or comments. So we're talking about, why should Christians study Scripture? Why should Christians study Scripture? And I just read to you the book of John, chapter 20, verse 31. And let me repeat that. It says, but these are written. Now, I'm not going back through the entire chapter. Read John chapter 20 in your own time and go over the details that's in that chapter. See what happened until it got to verse 31, and you'll see why that verse is written there. It's written for the purpose of encouraging the believers. He said, but these are written, verse 31, that ye might believe. Now, you might and you might not, because you have to make a choice. That's why I feel like that word is written like that, that ye might believe. You have to make a choice to believe. If you don't make that choice to believe, then, my friend, it won't work for you. But Scripture will always work if you will simply trust God. I heard Dr. Charles Stanley say many a times in his teaching, he said, obey God and leave the consequences to him. That's what we must do. When we study the Scripture, read the Bible, in other words, study the Scripture, then we must obey God. Even if we don't understand it, try it. And then stand back and watch and see what God will do. And I guarantee you, just like he's done with me so many times, God will do some things that will blow your natural mind. But my friend, you have to prepare yourself for this faith walk. For the Bible says that we walk by faith and not by sight. So Brother John said, these things are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. These two truths, he is the Christ, the anointed one. The anointed one carries the anointing. That means that anointing that he is carrying is good for any situation in your life. It's good for healing. It's good for salvation. It's good for deliverance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I can go through many things that I know the anointing is good for. In fact, Scripture says that the anointing destroys the yoke. Whatever yoke might be holding you, that yoke of bondage, that yoke of oppression, that yoke of depression, the anointing that the Savior has will destroy that yoke and set you free so that you can praise God. Give him the proper praise that's due unto his name. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Bible tells me that the Lord's name is worthy to be praised. So we go back. He says that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ. Then he said, the Son of God. There are so many world religions and cults today that don't teach that Jesus is the Christ, nor do they teach that he is the Son of God. That's a problem for me, because I don't understand why you don't believe when the Bible tells us that Jesus said he is the door, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. There is no other way you can get to God except through his Son. So we must believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and it's beneficial for those who believe, true believers in Christ. But he said, and that believing, again, I let you know that that word is progressive. That means you keep on believing. Every time you pull a nugget from the Scripture, you build upon that to help build up strength, or to strengthen your faith in Christ. And you keep on believing that you might have life through his name. So I don't know about you, but I thank God for life. I realize that everything may not be exactly like I want it, but if I put it in God's hands, then I know that everything is going to be all right. We're getting ready to take a break for the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't you go nowhere. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit